You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Interfaith marriages bring together individuals from different religious backgrounds, which can lead to a rich and diverse relationship, but also present unique challenges. Understanding the dynamics of these marriages is key to navigating differences in beliefs while maintaining a strong and supportive partnership. We are going to be discussing right now with my elder, Elder Katundu, where we're going to be exploring the foundational aspects of interfaith marriages and how couples can approach their differences. My elder, Murubwanji. Tiribuna, I hope you are well. You had a lovely weekend.
I definitely did.
Indeed. Amen. We bless the Lord for that. I'm going to ask my elder that before we start, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Shall we pray? Our gracious and loving Father, we thank you for this meeting we are having on this platform. Our desire is that you may speak through us so that at the end of the day, we may be able to benefit as we are expected to benefit from this. May you strengthen somebody out there who is having challenges of the same things you're talking about. At the end of the day, may you edify the church and the saints in the world at large. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mdala, before we proceed, I don't know, are we on loudspeaker? If we are, can you please speak directly into, because you're sounding a bit far. You speak directly into the handset.
Okay, how about now?
It's a little bit better. It's a little better. We will manage the, we will manage. Yes. So thank you so much, my elder. You know, we're speaking about all things interfaith marriages. I remember when I saw this, the scripture just quickly came to me, do not be unequally yoked. And I'm like, yo, we're going to be doing that one today. But anyway, we're going to be seeing, you know, how it's going to be going though. But looking at, you know, those marriages in Puteswami where the faith is not the same for the husband and the wife, you know, what are some common challenges faced by these couples that are in interfaith marriages?
Okay, first and foremost, it is important for us to draw a line before we talk about the challenges. What do I mean? It was never God's intention for us to have interfaith marriages. All through the beginning, especially when you refer to the accounts in the Old Testament, there are many that we can refer to. You get to realize that it was never God's plan that men, that people should marry people who didn't believe as they did. As one of the lessons, as one of the guidelines that God gave, he taught the Israelites not to even marry people that were of other faiths. Then when we get to find out what happens with Solomon, when he did that, we know that he strayed away from the presence of the Lord. That was the number one reason why that was the case. So all through the ages, God has not been in support of interfaith marriages. Now that the milk has spilled, we've got to quarrel over spilled milk. We need to find a way out. So in this case, now that his children have intermarried with people that are not of their faith, how does God come in to help them? So, first and foremost, as we have indicated, what are some common challenges faced by couples in interfaith marriages? So for marriage to work, there's an idea of compromise that must be there. You must compromise with your friend or your partner so that you're able to bear with their weaknesses and they are able to bear with your strengths. So now that compromise will bring in the issues of values. So what values are you compromising on? So that would mean a conflict in the religious practices, family pressures, differing views on raising children, and struggles with identity and belonging. So on this I have mentioned, allow me to just talk about, let's say, conflicting religious practices and differing views on raising children. So on the issues of religious practices, you realize to say some, just even the approach to prayer. Others, you find to say some couples, they believe to say, for you to pray, you're supposed to shout, you're supposed to jump, you're supposed to, there's that.
Mm.
But others believe that it just has to be calm.
Yeah.
Already, putting those people in one house, there's already drama and there's already issues going on which will make people to have differing views on the same.
Mm.
Then, when we can also talk about the element of, just on the same religious practice, we can talk about, let's say, issues of burial practice. When somebody dies,
mm-hmm.
when the family member dies, what the other faith may be of the idea of, let's say, going the traditional way where you involve spirits and the like, but it's permissible how they do their rituals and the like. But this faith, again, may stand on the Bible principle saying to say, no, God does not allow this and that. So it brings about a lot of challenges in this regard. Then the other challenge on raising children, there are some faiths which just show the element of liberty. Everyone is at liberty to choose for themselves, to do things. There's no proper guidance.
Mm.
So you find even how people dress, how people eat, how people do their thing, they are just free to do it in any way. So already that brings a compromise to the kind of family that is going to be born from these people here and the kind of people that are going to be reared or even that will come from these people that are in this kind of marriage setup.
Okay, so looking at those challenges, Mpundiswami, that you have outlined there, how can couples now navigate the different religious practices and beliefs in their daily lives? You know, because it can get tricky, but some they actually do, get along. So how can they navigate those challenges that you have spoken about?
Okay, so one of the most important things that must be done is open communication,
mm-hmm.
where open communication, setting boundaries, and creating blended rituals that can help manage these differing beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the part of open communication, your partner must know what you'll be able to condone,
mm-hmm.
and they too must know what you must speak out so that you know what you're about to get yourself into, so that you find a way for there to be a balance with how you're going to handle the issues around the same marriage relation. Now, just on this one, I have come to realize to say on the part of women, though not all. Some women that have been involved in these interfaith marriages, yes, will be there, they'll go to this man's church, they'll do everything right possible. But when the man dies, they'll go back to their church. So I tend to wonder was this person there because of the marriage or the husband? Now that the husband has gone, does it mean that's the end of the contract they had even with God or what? So I tend to wonder when these things happen. So in this case, there has to be open communication.
Yeah.
And somebody, if you decide to say, we worship this way, it should be something that is for life, not for a show, because we are there and we are supposed to meet these problems we have now. So...
Elder.
Yes. Yes, you must also set boundaries of mm-hmm. the things that you'll be able to accept and the things that you will not be able to accept. Because if no, where there are no boundaries, it's open for many problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sure. Okay, so looking at those, Elder, I'm not sure if we only have the negatives, when it comes to interfaith marriages. So do we have some benefits or some potential growth opportunities when it comes to interfaith marriages?
Okay, the benefits are there. But before I talk about the benefits, allow me to reemphasize.
Mm.
It was never God's intention for us to have interfaith marriages.
Mm-hmm.
This emphasis, I would like to maintain it from the onset mm-hmm. all the way up to the end of this program.
Yeah.
It was never his intention. However, for some that are open-minded, you can put that in brackets, some that are open-minded, it gives them a broader perspective to the issue of marriage and dealing with people.
Mm.
Then it also aids to the element of spiritual growth in the sense that you end up praying for somebody who is your partner so that they should be as you desire them to be.
Yeah.
You'll be tasked to ensure that their spirituality also grows. You'll be tasked to ensure that their spirituality, to ensure that they also get to have an understanding that you have. Mm-hmm. They have a common knowledge that you need to have at the end of the day.
Mm.
Then from the same, there's an element of adaptability. You'll be able to adapt with how, with different views and opinions, especially with really issues of religion, because your friend is coming from a different perspective and yours is different, especially where religion is concerned. So you tend to adapt and live at peace with people that come from such places.
Mm.
One of our professors made mention to say, in the olden days, especially the Adventist folk, they never used to eat in houses of non-Adventists because they'll say, no, in that house, maybe they prepared pork in the same pot. So when you eat, it's going to be a problem and all that. But with the growing understanding and getting to live with these people, you get to understand, say, okay, God is also interested in their welfare.
Yeah.
And our religion shouldn't limit them or shouldn't limit us with how we end to. We ought to interact with them, but we should see them as God's potential candidates of heaven.
So looking at that, now, you know, I'm going to start all my questions with, we understand that it was not God's intention, right?
Yes.
have to emphasize that part. So with that understanding, Mfundiswami, so how can, understanding and respecting each other's faith contribute to a stronger relationships? Because yes, it is not God's plan, right? It was not God's plan from the beginning, but life happens. And here they are, people, Mfundis, they are already married. We can't say they must divorce, you know? So how then how the understanding of respect and understanding each other's, can it really help with strengthening their relationship?
Yeah, it can. The common ways that this can be done is through the element of understanding and respect. So it is a natural thing in the sense that when somebody understands you, when somebody is able to put themselves in your position, you will be able to resonate with them and you'll be able to open up on certain issues.
Mm.
So now for this to be done, there's need to be active listening. Mm. So in this marriage relationship, there's going to be different needs, different demands. So each party must practice the element of active listening to ensure that the needs of the other party are heard.
Hmm.
Once this is done, the differences that are seemingly separating these people won't seem as differences anymore, but people will be able to live in harmony because they understand that they are different from the other, but they are trying to find a way on how best they can accommodate that other person.
Hmm.
So the other part is also celebrating the differences. Instead of emphasizing on the differences that you have, you tend to celebrate. You even joke about it or laugh about it.
Mm.
You at your church, you do this. No, you at your church, you do that. Then it becomes more interesting. And it also brings in the element of supporting each other's faith, which strengthens the relationship.
Yeah.
So if you know that your partner comes from a situation where they fast like maybe for 21 days, seven days, and the like, you are there to support, and it even helps them to do more, and it even makes you to become somebody who is going to also benefit more from the same.
Mm.
So when these perspectives are blended, especially based on biblical principles, what will be born out of that is something that is going to strengthen that relationship even more.
Okay. Elder. Anyway, it's gonna be an interesting week. So how can now the couples, Mtalawami, you know, find common ground and create a shared sense of spiritual unity? You know, when this one says, "Hey, you must jump here." Okay, let me not give examples because I was about to off ramp. But you know, how can couples, Mdala, find that common ground? You know, even though they have different faiths,
the issue is just basically on communication.
Mm.
As long as people are able to communicate openly,
mm-hmm.
to express themselves where they're supposed to express themselves, that is going to make the relationship to be rich in mm-hmm. all these aspects you're talking about.
Okay.
So if people are harboring emotions which they don't express, they're harboring views which have not been expressed, these things we're talking about won't be the reality of that marriage.
Mm.
So they must be free. If somebody's annoyed, they must show that they're annoyed.
Mm.
If somebody needs to apologize, they must apologize. So when things are expressed, when people communicate, not only verbally, but also even non-verbally, and it's clear that this is what is going on, it's going to help.
Mm.
It is going to help them to arrive at things that will help them.
Mm.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Tuanide. So as we wrap up, my elder, do you have any, final regards regarding this mix matching that, you know, we have been speaking about? And I do believe that, you know, throughout the whole week, we're going to be exploring more and going deeper into those. But as a foundation for today, you know, in terms of how the communication, the strengthening of the relationship, if you have any closing words, and also do pray for those couples, Mdala, you know, so that the marriage can succeed.
Yes. Okay. The issue of finding love is something which is difficult.
Okay.
So others find it in wrong places, to a point that they end up in these interfaith marriages.
Mm.
Everyone has got their own story, different from the other.
Mm.
So we can't say how it ends up for me, that's how it will end up for you or the other person, no.
Mm.
But with all the peculiarities that we may have, there is that may our lives through what we do.
Yeah.
Yes, and he is ever there ready to ensure that we are able to thrive in everything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
The mistakes that which we make, although I don't encourage us to make such mistakes,
mm-hmm.
is able to make them to become our stepping stones.
Mm.
It's hard out here in this world. We need God, and He's available to help us.
Mm.
These are the few words I would say.
Thank you. Thank you. It's hard out there. Please do offer a word of prayer, Mdala.
We are praying. Our gracious and loving Father, we thank you because you care for us and that you desire the best out of everything that involves us. Talking about this issue of interfaith marriages seems like something that is simple. But dear Lord, you know and you understand the dynamics that are associated with this. Our desire is that you may visit those that are in these marriages, those who fail to find love and who fail to find acceptance, even in their fold, and found that outside the fold. Those who have struggled in this life, our desire is that you may reach out to them, show them that you care for them, and the dynamics that have been associated with their marriages, may you, dear Lord, be there to guide them so that they do not lose out on this journey they've embarked on. May they be blessed and may they be edified.
Mm.
Enable them so that their boats don't sink, so that they should reach also their destination as they go in this life. We appreciate everything you're doing for us, and we request that you continue even doing more so that we should live to glorify your name and also worship you in truth and in spirit. Enable those, Heavenly Father, who are almost making this mistake to think again, and open doors for those that want the right thing at this right time. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mdala, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Have a blessed day too. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.